Drug addiction deaths in this country are near all-time highs. And now addiction is linked to a serious heart disease known as endocarditis. And the headline number is startling. Endocarditis in drug users has gone up tenfold in the last decade. Let's talk about this and the implications with Lev Fasher. He's a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Lev, hello again.
Hey, Scott.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this heart disease, endocarditis?
Endocarditis is an inflammation of the heart lining, sometimes of the heart valve. It's not always caused by infection, and even when it is caused by infection, it's not always caused by people's drug use. But given the current state of the U.S. drug epidemic, infective endocarditis cases among people who inject drugs have really skyrocketed in recent years, especially since the onset of COVID-19. And It's putting a lot of strain on the health system and on doctors and on hospitals who are faced with, you know, not just treating this very challenging heart condition, but also treating patients who are experiencing sometimes very active and severe addiction.
Okay, so a lot to ask you to explain there. As far as the link to drug use, what is it?
So the link to drug use comes into play with syringes, and specifically with syringes that aren't sterile. So we have countless people in this country who inject drugs, mostly opioids, sometimes cocaine, sometimes methamphetamine, and there isn't a lot of access to clean syringes. So when folks are using syringes that aren't sterile, sometimes when they're sharing syringes, they subject themselves to infection, and they can result in some really severe complications, and eventually people can require heart surgery, heart valve replacement, sometimes an outright heart transplant. So these are really challenging cases.
In this new study that you write about, the authors connect this spike in endocarditis also to the pandemic. What's the connection there?
Drug use in general worsened during COVID-19. It's something that Nora Volkov, who is the top U.S. addiction researcher, told me pretty explicitly. A lot of syringe exchange services closed or limited their services at the very beginning of the pandemic.
That is kind of swapping for clean syringes.
Exactly. So for fear that people would get COVID when standing in line or standing in a waiting room, standing near one another, these services were really limited. But of course, people don't just stop using drugs when they're experiencing a severe addiction because they don't have access to a syringe exchange services. So the theory is that infective endocarditis cases, among other transmissible diseases, really spiked in the last couple years, particularly because some of those services were limited. And at the same time, drug use and the toxicity of the drug supply and the severity of the drug epidemic were all worsening, kind of this perfect storm.
Lev, you write about hospitals in general not being particularly well prepared to treat these patients, these drug addicts who have this heart disease. I mean, how do hospitals treat these patients, and what's the challenge?
So the challenge is essentially that you have many addiction specialists in this country, doctors who specialize in treating complex addiction, not enough, to be clear. But then you have all of the other medical disciplines, in this case, cardiology, and those specialists are not always particularly well equipped to treat patients with complex addiction, nor are hospitals in general. So if you think about someone who is regularly using, there are a lot of people who leave against medical advice just because the hospital isn't really capable of treating their withdrawal symptoms alongside the endocarditis. And in some hospitals, the cardiologist, for instance, there isn't even an addiction specialist that they can call for advice, for a consult. So there are some places that do it very well and assemble these multidisciplinary teams of different doctors and caregivers who can kind of holistically treat the heart condition as well as the addiction. But in most places, given the state of the U.S. healthcare system, that's not the happy outcome that we see.
And Lev, finally, in the course of your reporting, you spoke to experts in these fields. What were their reactions to these new numbers? I mean, very concerning new numbers.
You know, sadly, I think people who work in hospitals, people who work in areas hard hit by the addiction crisis, which at this point is pretty much everywhere in the United States, weren't surprised. And they acknowledge that there's a lot of work to do within the U.S. health system, within the medical community, within hospitals. that would put us as a country in a better position to treat addiction and treat a lot of the complications that arise from addiction. So the American Heart Association, for instance, put out new guidelines that essentially said, hey, if you're a cardiologist and you're seeing patients like this, you can't just treat the heart condition. We have to find a way to work together and treat the addiction as well. And there have been other similar efforts. So there's an acknowledgement of this problem. But of course, the medical community is going to have to move quickly, given how long this has been a problem and how bad the numbers have gotten, especially in recent years.
Lev Fasher is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Lev, always good to have you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Scott.